Lord, he sensed the new presence in the chapel, the edges of a hard, disciplined psyche, a thing forged like sword-blade steel. The codicia opened his eyes and looked up at the statue of the emperor behind the altar. It offered only mute counsel, but that was just and right. For now, whatever troubled the codicia was his burden to carry. Nord rose to find Brother Sergeant Kale approaching, his boots snapping against the stone floor. He sketched a salute, and Kale nodded in return.
Sir, he began, forgive me. I hope to take a moment of reflection before we embarked upon the mission proper.
Kale waved away his explanation.
Your tone suggests you did not find it, Garrus.
Nord gave his battle brother a humorless smile.
Some days, peace is more difficult to find than others.
I know exactly what you mean. I doubt I have had a moment's quiet since we embarked.
He gestured towards the chapel doors, and Nord walked with him. The codicia studied the other man. They were contrasts in color and shade. The warrior and the psyker. Sergeant Brennan Kale's war gear was crimson from head to toe, dressed with honor chains of black steel and gold detailing, purity seals and engravings that listed his combat record. Under one arm he carried his helmet, upon it the white laurel of a veteran. He wore a chainsword in a scabbard along the line of his right arm, the tungsten fangs of the blade gray and sharp. His face was pale and pitted, the mark of radiation damage, and yet there was a patrician solidity to his aspect, a strength and nobility that time and war had not yet diminished. Nord shared Kale's build and stature, as did every son of Sanguinius. The bequest of the gene seed implantation process each Adeptus Astartes endured as an initiate. But there the similarity ended. Where Kale was sallow of face, Nord's skin was rust-red like the rad deserts of Baal Secundus, and the laser scar was mirrored on his other cheek by the electro-tattoo of a single blood droplet, caught as if falling from the corner of his eye. His armor was a uniform blue everywhere, except his shoulder, contrasting against the red of the rest of his battle brothers. The color set him apart, showed him for what he was beneath the plasteel and ceramite. Witchkin. Psyker. A man without peace.